We're hearing music by Hector Berlioz from his grand sacred trilogy, L'Enfance du Christ, The Childhood of Christ. It's an oratorio-like piece that takes listeners on a journey with a narrative that begins with King Herod, continues to Bethlehem, and ultimately the traveling of the Holy Family on to Egypt. What's interesting is that Berlioz wrote the piece in what commentators call a haphazard way. We know the napkin stories that so many creative artists tell. Well, Berlioz says, "I take a scrap of paper and draw a few staves on which, in a little while, an andantino for organ makes its appearance." Yes, Berlioz wrote a bit of what was to be an organ piece, which grew into the lovely chorus, The Shepherd's Farewell, and he composed other parts of his trilogy that would become, in the end, the musical story L'Enfance du Christ. Of course, because of his mastery as a composer, Berlioz brought the bits together into a work lasting over 90 minutes, holding together in a powerful way. Choral groups often choose to program large works like L'Enfance du Christ. That's one that would be appropriate for the December holidays. Or they can build their concert programs with a number of shorter pieces. The Arcadia Chorale took on the challenge of presenting the monumental Mass in B minor by Bach last March. While they will celebrate the 2025 December holiday season with a program titled The Coming of the King, requiring a different way of assembling a concert, but always totally satisfying musically. And that comes with care and crafting of the programming choices, smaller pieces, at which Arcadia's music director and conductor, Matthew Rutsich, is masterful. Arcadia's annual holiday concerts will take place in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, December 6th and 7th, and in no way put together in a haphazardly manner like Berlioz. The title, The Coming of the King, Sacred Songs for Hanukkah, Advent, and Christmas. The program takes us on a journey as the Berlioz trilogy does, but the parts of the journey reflect the mosaic-like facets of this ancient tale. And Rupsich will tell us he makes sure his singers recognize the story being told in each of the individual hymns, motets, choruses, and all the rest. Stories that need as much care in the telling as does the overall arc of the concert program itself. And so we will hear one small part of L'Enfance du Christ as we attend the Coming of the King concerts by the Arcadia Chorale. Matthew Rupsich paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about his crafting of each and every Arcadia program, and this one most especially.
When you do a major work, it's easy with the programming. When we do our smaller concerts, let's say through the year, I do pick smaller octavos, as we would call them in the choral music world. And it is a bigger challenge because you need, you know, you think of time, you have to think of space, and you have to think about who you're working with. And all those things then form the basis of then repertoire that you can pick. So you need to know your forces in many ways. I'm lucky that I've been with Arcadia for some time now, so I do know who they are and what they're capable of doing and the potential that they have. So what then I try to do is I try to pick themes then for concerts. And for our upcoming holiday concert, I've picked the theme of the coming of the king, focusing on the word king. I wanted that to happen basically because I was able to find some pieces that I call my anchor pieces that I, in some ways, to think about what you said in the beginning, is I do find a couple of pieces that I really enjoy, really like, I think would be good for the chorale, good for the concert. And so I select those, and then I try to add other pieces around that of supportive, let's say, supportive material. I don't want them to think they are lesser known or anything. They're very good pieces. Some are challenging, but it all then continues to support my theme. And I do that for most of all my concerts where I have the opportunity to have the chorale sing smaller octavos.
Are there extra considerations in terms of programming pieces that audience members might be familiar with when you're talking about a holiday concert like this?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we, Arcadia Chorale's mission statement is to make sure that we perform choral music at a very high level. And part of that is also for ourselves and for our audience. And sometimes that's a challenge. In the chorale, we have many musicians, many individuals who have a lot of experience singing choral music. So they like to be pushed and have different experiences with new repertoire. And then we have our audiences that probably have a wide spectrum as well, but they might be looking for something, I'll say, different or lighter than what we may want with Arcadia Chorale. And I have to try to find that balance. Interesting enough, what's nice about the holiday concert with Arcadia that we have four moments where we ask our audience to sing with us. So we're doing four carols with our audience with organ. And so that's an opportunity that they get to sing. And those are familiar, which they enjoy. But then, you know, I have these other works that may stretch our audience in having a different experience by learning about music or having an experience about listening to a different kind of piece.
So we have a wide range of times, contemporary as well as the ancient tunes that you include, but it's not a chronological program either.
Not at all. So my, as I mentioned, the theme is the coming of the King, songs of Hanukkah, Advent, and Christmas. And what I've done is I've included maybe, I think it's five sections of where to focus on the music. The first section is called the promise foretold. The second section is the preparation, thinking of Advent. And then in the middle of the program, I'm doing the spirit of Hanukkah, doing a couple of pieces of Hanukkah. And then in the second half of the program, we talk about who are the witnesses, the humble witnesses of the birth of Christ that's coming. And then lastly, the birthday of the King, which is the culmination of my theme.
When we're talking about the promise, we often think of O come, Emmanuel, as one of those pieces that is promissory.
Have you been looking at my program, Erica? Yes, exactly. That's what I'm starting with, O come, Emmanuel. I would like to say this is a unique arrangement. This piece is done by Dr. Stephen Thomas, who is the former director of Arcadia Chorale, whom we lost. And he composed this piece. It's quite beautiful. The beginning and end is based on chant, but in the middle, he introduces new harmonies to the tune. It's really, really lovely. And so I'm excited that we get to open up with that piece. We also do Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming by Praetorius. I Wonder As I Wander, which is a gorgeous Appalachian carol. And connected to that, we have our soloist, Lauren Picotti, a soprano, is doing a beautiful job on that, and she's our soloist. And as mentioned, we end that section with our audience singing with us on the carol, Watchmen Tell Us of the Night. We move next to the preparation, and we start actually with a spiritual. Spirituals aren't relatively known for Christmas, and there aren't many. This piece I fell upon, it's really, really quite fun. And I enjoy doing that work with the chorale. The second piece of this set I would like to talk about, it's by Benjamin Britten, called A Hymn to the Virgin. And this is a gorgeous piece. It's set for double choir. So I have choir one, choir two. And the text is from an anonymous poet from around 1300. And what is interesting is choir one at times basically sings in Middle English, and then choir two will respond in Latin. And this weaving back and forth with text, as well as with the harmony, is really, really beautiful. The chorale is singing it in such a wonderful, tender way. And it's definitely something to lift up. And actually, that was one of my anchor pieces for the chorale when I was planning for this concert.
And when you talk about the arrangers, so often we hear or are able to hear familiar carols in new and fresh ways because of the way, as you describe, Stephen Thomas's handling of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And throughout, that's always a wonderful gift of a holiday concert, I think.
True. And, you know, we were talking about how I look at programming. I don't want to do, frankly, typical arrangements. I want to find interesting arrangements done by composers and arrangers that change the pieces up a little bit to make them, I will say, more interesting, different, and that allows us. And interesting enough, one of the final pieces in the preparation section is an Advent tune that people know well, People Look East. A gentleman named Covington arranges this, and he did this in a very interesting way. It's for four-hand piano. So I have two people at the piano. I have our accompanist, Bernie Gazzala, is our collaborative pianist, and Kathy Brink, who sings with the chorale, who's a very accomplished pianist. She and Bernie will be playing together the Primo One and Primo Two of the parts. And it's, in many ways, how Covington wrote the piano arrangement is really interesting. And then lastly, there's some unique key changes in the piece that offer some surprises and also change of meter. It's really a different piece, and I was really attracted to that for those reasons. And the chorale, I think, is enjoying it as much as I am. The last portion in this set from the preparation is called Comfort, Comfort, Now My People. It's a wonderful hymn, and I'm learning that not many people know it, which is a surprise to me. It's a little Renaissance dance. And it's really, really quite lovely. So we're going to be teaching that to our audience and introducing something new to them.
Matthew, what were the challenges of putting together a Hanukkah segment?
For me, I want the pieces to be and the arrangements to be at a level for Arcadia that is somewhat challenging. And it has some nuance to it that is different, maybe, to make the piece more interesting. And what I find in the choral canon right now, we have to look for contemporary composers and contemporary arrangers that are getting quite a bit of limelight right now in the, I'll say, the choral world with the ACDA, the American Choral Directors Association. Dan Forrest, who was born in 1978, still around, he is writing Up a Storm, just a lot of repertoire. But his piece, Shalom, is gorgeous. It's written for SATB choir, piano, and violin. So there's this beautiful obbligato line. And what I love about this piece is he plays with the interval of a seventh. And with the seventh, there is dissonance. You would have dissonance between that. They're actually neighbor pitches, but a seventh apart. And that seventh needs to be resolved. And so you hear this tension in the line, and that keeps on resolving throughout the piece. And it's quite lovely. Some people may say the piece is not focusing on Hanukkah, which is true. However, in the spirit of the program, you know, the message of peace bridges many religious and secular communities. So I really wanted to do that. Also, we should comment that I'm doing a piece by Salamone Rossi. He's an Italian Renaissance composer, and he's the first Jewish composer to have music published. We're doing a prayer. It's called Odan Olam, which means Lord of the Lord. The text is based on a liturgical poem that praises God. So there's my connection to my theme of using the word king. And typically this prayer is used often at the end of services for Sabbat as well as for holidays. It's a gorgeous piece, another piece for double choir. And I have selected a quartet to sing some middle sections of the piece, which is typical of the Renaissance period of having different groups sing different parts at different times. And we have Catherine Carter, soprano, Meredith Hudak, alto, Patrick Fisk, tenor, and Jacob Kerbaugh, bass. They're doing a really solid job on their part. And so I like introducing Arcadia as well as our audience to new composers. Arcadia hasn't sung a lot of Rossi. I don't think many people know about Rossi, and so I'm glad I'm able to bring it. And then lastly, I was talking about contemporary composers we have to look for good Hanukkah pieces. And we end this section with Hanukkah Joy and Peace by Judith Klerman and David Chase. again, to individuals, arrangers, composers, contemporary, who are getting some, I'll say, press, some notice with regarding their work, and they're lifting that up to give us these pieces that are bigger Hanukkah pieces, more intricate, more interesting, but focusing on the holiday.
Tell us about Humble Witnesses.
Sure. So the first piece in that section is called The Angels and the Shepherds by Stephen Paulus. A great piece, and I'm excited. It's going to be accompanied by handbells, you know, as well as flute. And I should mention, in this whole program, that's what makes this program interesting. We have piano, we have organ, we have handbells, we have flute, we have violin, and then the chorale with a variety of pieces. So the piece is has this spectrum of people who come to the concert will have this experience of hearing many different sounds, different instruments, and it becomes more interesting. The second part of the Humble Witness program, we're doing the Shepherd's Farewell. This is from L'Enfance du Christ by Hector Berlioz. This was another anchor piece that I wanted to do with the chorale. And this piece offers sort of a really tender moment compared to the piece prior to that by Paulus. And the piece comes from the oratorio, as I mentioned, L'Enfance du Christ. And part of the story is this is when the Holy Family is leaving for Egypt and the shepherds have to say goodbye to the Christ child. Very tender. The piece is very tender, sweet, bittersweet in many ways, and solemn. And the chorale is doing it very well. It's really quite lovely. And then, of course, we got to have the audience sing that familiar carol, We Three Kings. And we end that section with We Three Kings, that robust carol.
We might not think about the holiday time as lullaby time, but it's about a babe.
Exactly. And interesting you say that. So the next section is Birth of the King. And I introduce that section with two actually lullabies, Gesù Bambino by John Levitt, and also Cradle Song by William Kirkpatrick. These pieces are quiet, sostenuto, they're lyrical, they're intimate, and also, I'm pretty sure one of them, at least maybe both of them, are in 3/4 time. So this cradle motion with that text painting is happening with the pieces, and they're really, really quite lovely. I'm excited for this next piece, Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day by John Rutter. This is a piece that I take anywhere with me wherever I go. This piece is quite wonderful. This is for the sopranos and altos of the chorale. It's in three parts. It is very much a dance, but rhythmically, as you move through the piece, it becomes much more intricate and interesting and fun and surprising. And the sopranos and altos of the chorale are having a good time with it. It's such a fun piece. It's a gem in the choral repertoire. I just love it. And then we continue. We'll have the audience sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which is a really wonderful piece. Everyone loves it, by Felix Mendelssohn. And then, since we gave the sopranos and altos an opportunity to sing by themselves as a chorus, the tenors and basses of the chorale are singing Noël Nouvelle, the French carol. This is an arrangement by Michael Elgin. Lovely piece. Everyone knows this tune. It's bright, and it gives our tenors and basses an opportunity to shine, just like the soprano and alto. They're doing a good job with this. It's quite fun. And then we end the program with Odia Christus Natus Est. This is by Sveling, who's a late Renaissance, early Baroque composer. This is probably the anchor piece that I wanted to have for the program. It is, it's a very exciting piece. It's in five parts, a cappella, and it is challenging how it's written. It's very difficult. There's lots of runs. There's a lot of movement. I also, with my own markings, have made some decisions of what to do dynamically with this piece. And so there are surprises with what I wanted to do with this. And it's very fun. It's just fun. It's a great way to end the program. It's bright. It's joyous. And I'm very happy with ending the program with such an upbeat, nice, actually, motet.
And when you undertake a program like this, it's very rewarding to have a chance to do it two times, isn't it? What about the difference in the venues in terms of acoustics and...
Sure. So on Saturday, December 6th, we'll be at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. And on Sunday, December 7th, we will be at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Scranton. Both spaces are different. St. Stephen's is a vast open space. St. Luke's is a smaller space. Both are, I will say, wonderful acoustic gems that Arcadia thrives in. And so, you know, when you have large spaces and you're dealing with a lot of concrete and stone, the sound bounces off the walls and it's quite resonant and quite lingering when the chorale and others sing in spaces like that. I will say that as much as I said earlier, when I'm trying to select a piece, you got to know your forces, you got to know your venues. So I have to pick repertoire that supports those spaces. And I have. And I look forward. We're going to be in our dress rehearsal starting this coming week. And it'll be nice to be in those spaces. I know the chorale loves being in those spaces. And I should also say, I'm really grateful for St. Stephen's and St. Luke's for welcoming us in their spaces. We are lucky to have them here in the Northeast Pennsylvania area. We're lucky to have their support, because I don't know where we would go, because it's important for me to give opportunities for Arcadia to sing in good spaces that support them vocally. And these two spaces do. So it's wonderful to have them in the community and to have them support us in our work.
Matthew Rupsich, music director and conductor of the Arcadia Chorale, speaking with us about the holiday concerts, The Coming of the King, Sacred Songs for Hanukkah, Advent, and Christmas. Saturday, December 6th at 3 in the afternoon at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, 35 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And again, Sunday, December 7th at 3 in the afternoon as well, St. Luke's Episcopal Church, 232 Wyoming Avenue in downtown Scranton. And we have a chance to hear this program again. I asked Matthew Rupsich in our conversation, well, it's wonderful to have a chance to do it twice. Well, they'll be doing it three times. They'll be part of Holly Winterfest. And on December 12th at 8 p.m. at Holly United Methodist Church, the Arcadia Chorale under Matthew Rupsich will present this very same program. So there are three chances. It's Saturday, December 6th at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, South Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre, Sunday, December 7th at 3 at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, 232 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton, and then Holly Winterfest. They'll be at the Holy United Methodist Church, and that's December 12th at 8 p.m. with the very same program. For more information on the web, it's arcadiachorale.org, arcadiachorale.org. The Coming of the King, Songs for Hanukkah, Advent, and Christmas. And you can hear their performance Saturday, December 6th at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, 35 South Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre, 3 o'clock. Sunday, December 7th at 3, St. Luke's Episcopal Church, 232 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. And at Holly Winterfest on December 12th at 8. And that's Holly United Methodist Church. And for more information, arcadiachorale.org. But that's not all. We had a chance at the beginning of our conversation with Matthew Rupsich to talk about the difference between putting together a program like this one with short pieces that have an affinity but are different and are mosaic-like in what they tell, in this case, about the holidays of December. But then the larger works, when the Arcadia Chorale did last March, for example, the Bach B minor Mass. Well, every year, for decades, the Arcadia Chorale, which began as the Robert Dale Chorale, has hosted and presented a Messiah sing-along, an annual Messiah sing-along. And this year, it's December 21st at 3 in the afternoon at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton. And we at WVIA record that performance and run it on Christmas Eve. So we are always glad to partner with Arcadia on this wonderful community event. It's the Messiah Sing-Along. You take along your score or you buy one at the door and you sing along with the key choruses. And there'll be soloists from the chorale and guest soloists and performers and orchestra. And it's a wonderful event as you get right up to December 24th and 25th to sing your hearts out with this marvelous music of Handel. So that's also part of the website, arcadiachorale.org, arcadiachorale.org.